All things Randy at randyrhodes.com.
Go for launch.
Speaking truth to power, the Randy Rhodes Show.
And, you know, you're going to be faced with a choice in 2020, and the president is exactly right. He said there are no Winston Churchills. But, you know, I do see quite a few Benito Mussolinis in the Democratic field. Ooh. And now it's about running, getting the trains run on time in Hawaii, because they're talking about banning airplanes in 10 years. The Democrat is pushing a radical agenda. We're not going to turn far to the left in 2020. We're going to stick with the progress we've made.
Wow. I would imagine that you'll get some pushback on any comparisons to Mussolini, but I do understand the socialism aspect of that. So let's stay in the lane of the money, if you will.
Yeah, no, look at what they're proposing. Okay. Socialized medicine, a complete takeover of healthcare, eliminating private insurance, which over 180 million Americans have. This so-called Green New Deal, there's nothing new about it. It's the old failed socialist policies of the 20th century, a complete takeover of what you drive, what you eat, how many kids you have. It's completely a radical agenda. So when I look at the Democratic field and Elizabeth Warren's getting lauded for saying, I have a plan for that, those words are terrifying, actually, to millions of Americans, because we don't want the government to have another plan over our life.
Okay. So actually inventing new technology, deploying a radical, you know, change in how we fuel ourselves, making some of the most heinous, corrupt, autocratic societies source of wealth worthless in the meantime, as we innovate our way into a new green technology economy, which, by the way, would create 1.2 million new jobs, is Mussolini all over again. How do they even get there in their heads? All right, look, here's the thing. Elizabeth Warren had a town hall last night, and Elizabeth Warren has the most amazing story. I think it's frightening. I think it's very frightening to the Trump pansies that a woman like Elizabeth Warren is gaining traction. I think it's perfectly frightening to them that this is the case. Why? Elizabeth Warren is not an elitist. Elizabeth Warren is not an establishment candidate. Elizabeth Warren was a private person who went to a commuter college, as it was called. I think it cost $50 a semester to go. When she was a young woman, was able to put herself through college, did so well, she actually got herself into Harvard, got an education in bankruptcy law, actually taught bankruptcy law at Harvard. She's from Oklahoma. She's an Okie. Everybody likes to forget Elizabeth Warren is an Okie. She's from Oklahoma. She raised her kids. She did it in a time when there was absolutely no child care available. She did it in a time where it was, just almost impossible for a woman to get into Harvard. And she was then appointed by the Obama administration because she saw what a fixed, rigged system bankruptcy was for individuals. And yet for guys like Donald Trump, they could exploit it to their benefit. They could, create these deductions for themselves and keep borrowing money from banks, even though they had 5-6 bankruptcies on their records. But that was not available to the little guys. So she was actually tapped by Obama to create and head up a consumer protection agency to protect homeowners from exactly what Republicans do to small people, to the little people in bankruptcy, right? And then after she was created and actually headed the Consumer Protection Agency, which is now a part-time job for Mick Mulvaney, she ran for the Senate and won. That's her story. That is an amazing story of an outsider who, literally saw what's wrong with our system and attempted in her own individual way with an abundance of smarts and energy to fix it. And that's why she's so frightening. Okay. Let's just talk. Let's just play the little piece of Elizabeth Warren talking about how an investment in infrastructure could work and what it would look like and what it would create in the United States.
The thing is, you can't just wave your arms. You know that. It's that you really got to have a plan. And I do have a plan on this. So here's how it starts. I'm looking to make about 1.2 million new jobs. New jobs that are good jobs, that are jobs in manufacturing, that are going to be good union jobs. The kind of jobs on which people can build a future. And here's the idea behind it. Right now, we got a climate crisis in this country and in this world. It threatens us all. Worldwide, there's about a $23 trillion market for fighting back against climate change. And that's going to mean a lot of research, a lot of innovation, and a lot of manufacturing to push back against that. My plan is to make America the leader in that fight. We double down, triple down, go tenfold on the research from where it's been before, and we say to anybody who wants to use that research, who wants to innovate around it, good for you. You can do it, but you have to produce the products right here in the United States of America. You have to build those jobs here.
That sucks. Sure, she's just like Mussolini, isn't she? That just sucks. Who would want to increase research and development into, getting away from fossil fuels and powering ourselves with green, renewable fuel sources, create 1.2 million new jobs here in America, and say to companies who benefit from our investment in research and development into, something called science. I never heard of it. Have you? Or not lately. I haven't heard of science lately. Yeah, but who would want to make that kind of an investment and then say to companies that benefit from that research and development that you have to create your product here in America? Who would want to do that? I mean, that's so completely fascist. Here's a little more on it.
One more part is a commitment to spend about $1.5 trillion in making our federal government go green. It's buy the products, and here again, it's going to be all buy American. We're going to change our fleet of cars. We're going to bring in new products. We're going to change what happens with our buildings. And look what that does. That not only helps improve on the climate front, but it creates demand. Demand to keep those factories open, demand to expand those factories and those jobs. And then there's one more part to it. And that is, look, even if we manage to go entirely carbon neutral by 2030, we're only about 20% of the world on this. There's another 80%. And that's where the worldwide demand for change is. So huge market, $23 trillion market. Right now, the Chinese spend 100 times what we spend here in the United States marketing their manufactured products around the world. I say we're going to spend that money in the United States to market American products around the world. That's how we're going to produce these products.
Yeah, no. It just sucks. That blows.